So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Aarti Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much for your wonderful Nectarian classes, and thank you so much for your valuable time. Now I would like to hand over the call to you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Please accept my humble obeisances. My humble obeisances also to all the devotees who are listening. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. We are reading from Madhya Leela, chapter 19. We will be reading verses 100 to 107. So total 8 verses. Verses 100 to 107. Verse number 100. प्रेम देखी उपाध्याय रा हैला चमत्कार मनुष्य नाहे इन्हो कृष्ण करिल निर्धार. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: When Raghupati Upadhyay saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, he decided that the Lord was not a human being, but Krishna himself. Verse number 101.
Prabhu kahe upadhyaya shrestha manakaya shamam eva param rupam kahe upadhyaya.
Translation: Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay, according to your decision, who is the foremost being? Raghupati Upadhyay replied, Lord Shyam Sundar is the supreme form. Verse number 102.
Shyam Ruper Vasasthana Shrestha Manakaya Puri Madhu Puri Vara Kohe Upadhyaya.
Translation: Of all Krishna's abodes, which do you think is the best? Raghupati Upadhyay said, Madhupuri or Mathura Dham is certainly the best. Purport: Lord Krishna has many forms, as stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.33.
Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay, which form was the best of Lord Krishna's millions of forms? And he immediately replied that the supreme form was the Shyam Sundar form. In that form, Krishna stands curved in three places and holds his flute. The Shyam Sundar form is also described in the Brahma Samhita 5.38.
Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santah Sadaiva Rudayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyam Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. those who are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna always see the form of Shyam Sundar within their hearts. Raghupati Upadhyay confirms that the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, has many incarnations, Narayan, Narasimha, Varaha, and others. But Krishna is distinguished as the supermost. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Krishna means Shyam Sundar, who plays his flute in Vrindavan. Of all forms, this form is the best of all. Krishna lives sometimes in Mathura and sometimes in Dwarka, but Mathura is considered the better place. This is also confirmed by Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrit, verse number 9. Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri. Madhupuri or Mathura is far superior to the Vaikuntha Lokas in the spiritual world. Verse number 103.
Balya Pauganda Kaishore Shrestha Manakaya Vaya Kaishorakam Dheyam Kohe Upadhyaya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the three ages of Krishna, known as childhood, boyhood, and fresh youth, which do you consider best? Raghupati Upadhyay replied, fresh youth is the best age. Verse number 104.
Rasa gana madhye tumi shrestha manakaya adya eva paro rasaha kohe upadhyaya.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, among all the mellows, which do you consider best? Raghupati Upadhyay replied, the mellow of conjugal love is supermost. Verse number 105.
Prabhu kohe bhala tatva shikhaila more eta bali shloka padhe gada gada sware.
Translation: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, you have certainly given first class conclusions. After saying this, he began to recite the full verse in a faltering voice. Verse number 106.
Shamam eva param rupam puri madhupuri vara vayah kaishorakam dheyam adya eva parorasah. Shamam eva param rupam puri madhupuri vara vayah kaishorakam dheyam adya eva parorasah. Shyamam eva param rupam puri madhupuri vara vayah kaishorakam dheyam adya eva parorasah.
Translation: the form of Shyam Sundar is the supreme form. The city of Mathura is the supreme abode. Lord Krishna's fresh youth should always be meditated upon. And the mellow of conjugal love is the supreme mellow. Purport: this verse is found in the Padyavali, verse 82. Verse number 107.
Premaveshe Prabhu Tanre Kaila Alingana Prema Mattahana Tenho Karena Nartana.
Translation: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Raghupati Upadhyay in ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyay also was overwhelmed by love and he began to dance. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. I would again like to offer my heartfelt gratitude to all of you for allowing me to serve you in this way. And I also want to offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees. Hare Krishna. So we are continuing our study and discussion on the very holy and nectarian shastra, scripture, revealed scripture called Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Written by the exalted pure Vaishnava, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, roughly 500 years ago. This beautiful scripture is written in Bengali language, and we are in the Madhya Leela, we are discussing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at Prayag. and his eternal devotees, Srila Rupa Goswami and his brother, Sri Vallabha. They have come to Prayag to take the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabhs, who are also called Anupam, their brother, Srila Sanatan Goswami, is in prison right now in Bengal. But somehow Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they have come to Prayag to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accompanied by his servant and cook, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has met Srila Vallabhacharya, who is one of the acharyas of the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya, which is the Rudra Sampradaya. And Vallabhacharya is a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's trying to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being served by him, Raghupati Upadhyay arrives on the scene. Raghupati Upadhyay is a very pure-hearted Vaishnav from Mithila, the birthplace of Srimati Sita Devi and the kingdom of Janak Maharaj, the father of Mother Sita. So from this very holy land of Mithila, which also was a place of high learning, it was a place famous for the various gurus and teachers who lived in Mithila. Just like Navadvip was famous as a high seat of learning, similarly Mithila also traditionally has been very famous for the vast learning of its residents. A lot of scholars came from Mithila. Raghupati Upadhyay was not only a scholar, but he was also a very pure-hearted Vaishnav. When he came to the place of Vallabhacharya, with whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying right now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Raghupati Upadhyay to speak something about Krishna. This is what happens when devotees come together. They don't like to talk about the political gossip that is going on, about sports stars, movie stars. These are all mundane subject matters which are very temporary, very transient. They don't satisfy the needs of who we truly are, spiritual, eternal souls, always servants of Krishna. That's who we all are. As spiritual souls, Jivera Swarupaya Krishna Ranityadas, as eternal servants of Krishna, it is our deep longing to see Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to speak about Krishna, to glorify Krishna. This is our eternal need. But somehow, in this material world, we become distracted. We become distracted by so many mundane topics. How does it matter which politician said what? Tomorrow something else will be on the headlines of the newspaper or the news channel. These things keep changing. How much are we going to flood our minds with? How much useless information are we going to put in our mind, in our brain? Our brain and mind has a limited capacity. to process things, remember things, because we are fragmental parts of Krishna. We are not like Krishna who knows everything, who remembers everything. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Vedaham samati tani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyami cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. I know everything that has happened in the past. I know what is happening in the present. And I know what is going to happen in the future. I know everything. But me, no one knows. That is Krishna. But we are not like Krishna. We are quantitatively very, very minute. So we have a limited capacity to remember things, limited capacity to hold information in our brain and in our consciousness. So why waste precious time, precious brain capacity on these temporary, useless things? Many of these things are just blown out of proportion for the sake of business, for the sake of money. News channels, newspapers, magazines, they blow these things out of proportion just so that they can sell, just so that they can make more money and grab our attention. But by grabbing our attention, our mind is getting unnecessarily polluted with useless things. Devotees don't like to waste Krishna's resources. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, from him comes remembrance, from him comes memory. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto mataha smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo vedanta krut veda ved eva chaham. From Krishna, our memory, our remembrance, forgetfulness, everything is coming. By all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. Then why waste our brain cells? Why waste our mind in these mundane things? So whenever devotees come together, they ask each other about Krishna. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tuschanti cha ramanti cha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 10th chapter, in the Chatur Shloki Bhagavad Gita, very important verse, Krishna says that my devotees, their lives are dedicated to me. Whenever they come together in the association of each other, they are always conversing about me, always talking about me, always glorifying me. And in this way, they derive great bliss. That is Krishna Conscious Society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, has established ISKCON so that we can come together like this, like we are doing on this everyday chant conference calls. Come together and from our heart, let us talk about Krishna. Let us glorify Krishna. Let us try to understand Krishna. This will give Srila Prabhupada great happiness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, he is combined Radha and Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the role of a devotee. His leela is to teach us how to be a devotee. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of a devotee. He is asking another devotee, Raghupati Upadhyay, that my dear Upadhyay, can you tell me of all the forms of God, which form is the supreme? And Raghupati Upadhyay, he says that Shyam Sundar is the supermost form of Godhead. After hearing the personal compositions of Raghupati Upadhyay, few verses he recites, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes so happy, becomes so blissful by hearing these compositions of Raghupati Upadhyay. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes into ecstasy. He goes into bliss. And seeing the divine ecstatic symptoms manifested in the transcendental body of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Raghupati Upadhyay comes to the conclusion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary human being. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna Himself. How beautiful is that? It is said, it takes one to know one. One has to have certain degree of purification, devotion, and realization to understand Krishna. If Krishna were to come before me right now, as he appeared in this world 5,000 years ago, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he walked on this fortunate earth planet 500 years ago, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna were to come before me, I may not be able to recognize them. I may not be able to appreciate their greatness because my senses are contaminated. But Raghupati Upadhyay was such a pure-hearted devotee that by seeing the wonderful qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing his wonderful mood, Raghupati Upadhyay immediately came to the conclusion that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sakshad Krishna. So Raghupati Upadhyay replied that Shyam Sundar is the supreme form of Godhead. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that Krishna is a Leela avatar. He performs Leela in different places like Dwarka, Mathura. So which is superior? Krishna's pastimes in which dham are supreme most? Raghupati Upadhyay immediately replies that Madhupuri or Mathura Mandal, Krishna's pastimes in the Mathura Mandal, Mathura Vrindavan Mandal, are the topmost. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Raghupati Upadhyay that in Mathura Mandal, in Vraja Mandal, Krishna performed pastimes in three age groups, three phases. When he was less than 5 years old, those pastimes of Krishna are called Kaumar Leela. When he was older than 5 years old, but younger than 10 years, Krishna's pastimes are Pauganda Leela. And when Krishna was more than 10 years old, he always remains a youthful boy, no more than 15, 16 years old. So that form of Krishna, which is just over 10 years of age, is called, his leelas are called Kaishorya Leela. Kishore, the youthful boy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Raghupati Upadhyay, of these three phases of Krishna Leela in Mathura Vrindavan Mandal, which aspect of Krishna Leela is the topmost? As Kumar, Pauganda Leela, or Kaishorya Leela? So Raghupati Upadhyay replies that Kaishorya Leela, as a fresh youth, those leelas are the topmost. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that as Kishore, as Nanda Kishore, his Kaishorya Leela, there are reciprocations with devotees in five principal rasas. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. So of all these different rasas, rasa of neutral service, rasa of servitude, friendship, parental love, and finally conjugal love. Of all these rasas, which rasa, which mellow of devotional reciprocation is the best? Again, Raghupati Upadhyay gives a perfect answer. He says that Madhurya Ras is the topmost rasa of bhakti. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu combines all these answers into the beautiful verse which we read three times today. And he goes into ecstasy. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting that verse, his voice is faltering out of deep spiritual ecstatic emotions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's voice is faltering when he recited that beautiful verse, which gives essential siddhanta of our Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his great love for Raghupati Upadhyay, because Raghupati Upadhyay gave such wonderful explanations, conclusions, and thereby gave so much bliss to the source of all bliss, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his kindness, got up and he embraced Raghupati Upadhyay with love. And that touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that warm, loving embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his beautiful golden form, his beautiful, slender, long arms, his lotus-like eyes, decorated with tears of love, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghupati Upadhyay, Raghupati Upadhyay, who had just realized that this beautiful sannyasi is actually Krishna himself, he went into ecstasy. He went into ecstasy. Why does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask these questions to his devotees? Why does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask these questions to Raghupati Upadhyay? Why does he ask these questions to Haridas Thakur? Why does he ask such questions to Ramananda Rai? Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows all the answers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to glorify his devotees. Because hundreds and hundreds of years later, when Gaudiya Vaishnavas come together and they study these scriptures, they discuss Gaur Leela, they say that, Raghupati Upadhyay said like this. He composed this beautiful verse. He gave this wonderful answer. Ramananda Rai said like this. Haridas Thakur said like this. Rupa Goswami spoke like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets great bliss when we glorify his pure devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want to hear his name, doesn't want to hear his glorification. He is the source of all humility. He is the most humble. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to glorify his devotees. Aradhyapi sarvesham Vishnur aradhyaparam tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarcharam. Shivaji explains to Mother Parvati, aradhyanam api sarvesham Vishnur aradhanaparam. Of all the different types of worships, the worship of the personality of Godhead, Sri Vishnu or Sri Krishna, is the best. Aradhyanam api sarvesham Vishnur aradhyaparam tasmat parataram devi. But even better than the worship of Lord Vishnu, tadiyanam samarcharam, is the worship of those, tadiyanam samarcharam, worship of those who are serving in relationship to Lord Vishnu, which is the Vaishnavas. So Shivaji is teaching Mother Parvati that of all the types of worship, worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Vishnu, is the best. But even superior to the worship of Vishnu is the worship of those who are related to him, his devotees. Related to Vishnu is Vaishnavas. That is the importance of glorifying the devotees of Krishna. And what is this embrace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Alingana. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is describing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Raghupati Upadhyay. Embrace indicates a lot of things. It indicates that the servant has performed his or her service very nicely. And this service has pleased the Lord. And by embracing, Krishna is accepting us wholeheartedly. Yes. Come. Come, my dear devotee. I will embrace you. I accept you. I love you. If we study the Vaishnava Shastras, the Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures, there are many occasions where Krishna embraces his devotees. And how beautiful is that when he does it? How beautiful it is. Sri Ramchandra Bhagwan embraced his devotee Bharat at Chitrakoot. What a beautiful description it is by Valmiki Muni in Valmiki Ramayana. Even the stones and the rocks, they melted with ecstasy when Sri Ramchandra embraced the personification of guilt, humility, service attitude, and Vipralamba, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat never wanted to rule. He always wanted to serve Lord Ramchandra, just like Lakshman. But destiny, providence, had other plans. Somehow he was framed against Lord Ramchandra. So unfortunate. He told Lord Ramchandra, "You please return to Ayodhya and rule as the rightful king. I will accept exile. I will accept vanvas on your behalf. That way our father's word is also kept true." But Lord Ramchandra would hear nothing of that. He told him to go and rule as the king of Ayodhya. And Bharat Maharaj did not accept any of the royal pleasures that naturally come with being the king. He slept on the hard floor. He did not sit on the royal throne. Rather, he lovingly placed Sri Ramchandra's padukas, his sandals, on the throne, and he worshipped Lord Ramchandra's sandals and accepted all the service, all the hard work, all the sacrifices required of a king. Very dutifully he ruled Ayodhya as good as Lord Ramchandra himself would have ruled. He accepted the seva, but he did not accept the pleasures and luxuries that come with that seva. That is the greatness of Bharat. Sometimes in devotional service, we want to do the service, but we want to get the respect also that comes with the service. Whether it is giving a class, whether it is leading kirtan, or being the pujari, or being the head cook, or being the chief book distributor, whatever service it is. Yes, we want to do the service, but at the same time, we do not wish to give up the prestige, glorification, distinction, appreciation that comes with that service. We have to examine our own hearts and see how much we are following in the footsteps of Bharat. But because Bharat had all these qualities, Sri Ramchandra embraced him. Hanumanji, another great example of being the recipient of the loving embrace of Sri Ramchandra. There are three types of servants. The first type of servant is, they are not very sincere. They don't try very hard to serve the master, and therefore they are not able to accomplish all that has been told to them. They will do 50, 60, 70% of the work that has been told, but they will not do it 100% because they lack sincerity. The second type of servants are those who are sincere, quite sincere. You tell them something and they will do it. They will give it their full dedication, attention, care, and they will make sure that the job is done. But that's it. They will not do anything more than that. But the third category of servant, and this is a first-class servant, is one who understands the heart of the master. Not whimsically, not by guessing, not by speculating, but truly there is so much service attitude, there is so much loyalty, there is so much faith, there is so much devotion and dedication that the servant comes to understand the heart of the master. Therefore, the servant, we are talking about the third category, the best servant. Therefore, such a servant is able to accomplish not just what has been told, but even beyond. So there is the letter of the scripture and there is the spirit behind the scripture. The topmost type of servants, they can read between the lines. They can read the lines, but they can also read between the lines. They know the spirit behind the letter of what is being told. They not only do what has been told to them in the best possible way, but they do even beyond that. They do even extra for the extra pleasure of the master. Hanumanji is like that. He was instructed by Sri Ramchandra to find about the whereabouts, to find the whereabouts of Mother Sita. Hanumanji not only did that, but he tested the strength of the enemies. He reduced the size of the enemy. He even killed one of the powerful sons of Ravan called Akshay Kumar. He killed him. He killed the gardener, Jambu Mali, in Lanka. He killed so many soldiers. He destroyed Lanka. He gave Lord Ramchandra's message to Mother Sita. He pacified her heart. He gave her encouragement. And he tested the strength of Ravan and gave Ravan the message of Lord Ramchandra to return Sita honorably, and Lord Ramchandra would forgive him for his offense. Hanumanji did all this, and now with his powerful jump, he is returning to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra sees Hanumanji is coming, and Lord Ramchandra is holding his breath to hear what he is going to say. Please excuse me one second. One second, I'll be right back.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I don't hear Prabhuji. Does anyone hear? Hare Krishna.
Prabhu just...
Hare Krishna.
Okay, Hare Krishna.
Sorry, I'm back. I apologize. Please pardon me. So, Hanumanji is coming back to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra sees him. Lord Ramchandra is holding his breath to see what words are going to come out of the lotus mouth of Hanumanji. Because Lord Ramchandra has been separated from Mother Sita for so many months, and he is somehow holding on to the hope that my dear Hanumanji will accomplish what the three other search parties could not accomplish. Sugriv had sent one search party in the northern direction, one in the eastern, one in the western direction, and Angad, Jamvan, Hanuman were sent in the southern direction because that was the highest probability where they could be found, because that is the direction that Sugriv had seen Ravan and Sita flying in. So he thought maximum probability in the southern direction. So he sent his best team consisting of Hanumanji, Angad, Jambavan and others in the southern direction. The three search parties from north, east and west had already returned, and they had come with the bad news that they found no trace of Mother Sita. And every time a search party would come empty-handed with no information about Sita Devi, Lord Ramchandra's heart would break. And Lord Ramchandra was growing weaker and weaker in separation from Mother Sita, and all his hope was on his able and capable servant Hanumanji. So when Hanumanji was coming, Lord Ramchandra was waiting, holding onto his life air. He was somehow waiting to hear what Hanumanji is going to speak with bated breath, as they say. And Hanumanji, because he was so much in sync with Lord Ram, he could understand how anxious, how nervous and how eager Lord Ramchandra is to hear from me. Hanumanji understood the heart of Lord Ramchandra. He knew that if I say Sita has been found, as soon as he says Sita, Lord Ramchandra is under so much anxiety that he will think something has happened to Sita just after hearing that first word from my mouth. And Lord Ramchandra will give up. If I say, I have found Sita, as soon as he hears I, he may think that I'm going to say, I could not save her, or I could not find her. So just by hearing the first word, I, Lord Ramchandra's heart will break. So Hanumanji was so thoughtful, he was so sensitive, that instead of saying Sita has been found or I have found Sita, the first word that Hanumanji spoke, which Lord Ramchandra was dying to hear, Hanumanji spoke, found Sita me. Hanumanji is a kavi. He is very learned. His speech is perfect. Mother Saraswati had blessed him when he was a child that your speech will be perfect. But Hanumanji spoke apparently incorrect words grammatically. but that is what was required to pacify the heart of Lord Ramchandra. So he said, found Sita me. Found means there is no speculation. There is no chance of misunderstanding. As soon as Lord Ramchandra heard found, he became jubilant and he embraced Hanumanji. He embraced Hanumanji. And this was the most priceless, invaluable moment in the life of Hanuman, to receive that embrace from Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra said, I have nothing. I am a Vanvasi. I have nothing to give you. All I can give you is my own self, my very self. And he embraced Hanumanji, accepted Hanumanji. Hanumanji, you are mine. Similarly, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he was embraced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was so nervous. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already rejected him because he was a king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there is nothing wrong with Maharaj Pratap Rudra, but he has that upadhi, he has that title that he is the king. Yadyapi Pratap Rudra Sarva Gunavana Tanhare Malina Kaila Eka Rajanama. Although Yadyapi Pratap Rudra Sarva Gunavana, he is endowed with all good qualities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Ramananda Raya and Nityananda Prabhu and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, when they are pleading Maharaj Pratap Rudra's case, that please accept him, please accept him. He cannot live without you. He wants your mercy. He wants your darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, if you ask me again, I will leave Jagannath Puri and go away. He has all good qualities. Tanhare malina kaila. But he has been made maila. Mala means impurity. He has been made impure by Eka Raja Nama. That name, that title of Raja has spoiled everything. Yadyapi Pratap Rudra Sarva Gunavana Tanhare Malina Kaila Eka Raja Nama. Shukla Vastra Machi Bindu Yaichena Lukhaya Sanyasira Alpa Chidra Sarva Loka Gaya. Further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Shukla Vastra, a white cloth, Machi Bindu, if you have, has a small bindu, black dot, Aichena Lukhaya, you cannot hide it. If there is a nice white cloth and there is a small black dot on it, black blot on that white cloth, you cannot hide it. It becomes prominent, it becomes conspicuous, it becomes noticeable for everybody. Cannot hide it. Shukla Vastra Machi Bindu Yachena Lukhaya. Similarly, Sanyasira Alpa Chidra Sarvaloka Gaya. If a sannyasi has Alpa Chidra, has a small fault, Alpa means small. Sanyasira Alpa Chidra, if a sannyasi has a small fault, Sarvaloka Gaya, the whole world will talk about it. Everybody will gossip about it. Everybody will broadcast a small fault in a sannyasi. Therefore, being a sannyasi, I cannot mingle with an aristocratic king because people will think I am after his money and wealth. Shukla Vastra Machi Bindu Yaiche Nalukhaya Sanyasira Alpa Chitra Sarvaloka Gaya. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like he is a sannyasi, following in his footsteps, our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he is also a sannyasi. and we are his representatives in this world. So we have to be careful about our own behavior, because if we misbehave, people will point fingers at Prabhupada. People will point fingers at ISKCON, and ISKCON is the body, worshipable body of our Srila Prabhupada. So it behooves all of us to search our hearts, introspect, and try our best to be as true as possible to the standards that Srila Prabhupada has established for us. After being rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way, after the Rath Yatra, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking rest after dancing ecstatically, he was taking rest in a garden, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Maharaj Pratap Rudra that you take off your royal garments and you go and massage the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While you are doing that, please chant the Gopi Geet from the Dasham Skandha of Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was petrified at this thought, because just minutes ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fallen down in ecstasy in front of the cart of Jagannath as he was dancing in Sankirtan. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra, with great love, had helped pick up Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu had seen that he was touched by Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had immediately turned his face around and said, "Oh, I have become contaminated. I have been touched by a materialistic man who is attached to wealth and prestige." Minutes ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had rejected Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is the guru of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, is telling him, "Go and massage the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and recite the Gopi Geet from Bhagavatam to him." Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he takes off his royal garments and wears the simple dhoti of a simple Vaishnava, which is what he is in his heart. And with great anxiety, fear, anticipation, at the same time ecstasy and service attitude, Maharaj Pratap Rudra approaches the beautiful golden form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wearing the effulgent saffron robes and lying down in the garden, taking rest. Maharaj Pratap Rudra sits down at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Arjun had sat down at the lotus feet of Krishna when Krishna was sleeping, and Duryodhana had chosen to sit near the head of Krishna. Similarly, Maharaj Pratap Rudra sat at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the love, respect and devotion that Maharaj Pratap Rudra had in his heart came out in his hands. And with those loving hands, he gently started massaging the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which were tired from dancing for so many hours in Sankirtan during the Rath Yatra. And while massaging the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maharaj Pratap Rudra started chanting the Gopi Geet from Srimad Bhagavatam. As Maharaj Pratap Rudra was reciting the Gopi Geet, he came to a particular verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into ecstasy. रास लीलार अध्याय पढ़े कोरे नास्तवान जयति ते धिकम अध्याय कोरे न पठान। श्री कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी सेज दैट रास लीलार अध्याय करे कोरे न स्तवन जयति ते धिकम अध्याय कोरे न पठान। द गोपी गीत चैप्टर अध्याय स्टार्ट्स विथ जयति ते धिकम जनमना व्रज श्रयत इंदिरा शाश्वदात्रही दैत दृश्यता दीक्षुतावका त्वयि धृता शवा त्वं विचिन्वते। The gopis are singing in separation from Krishna. Jayati te dhikam. Jaya means fortune. Adhik means too much. They are saying that this land of Vrindavan has become greatly fortunate. Jayati te dhikam. Janamana vraja. Because you have taken birth. Vrindavan has become greatly fortunate, O Krishna, because you have appeared here. You have taken birth here. Shrayata Indira Shashwadatrahi. And Shrayata Indira. Indira has taken ashray here. Shashwad. Continuously. Forever. Indira, the goddess of fortune. Lakshmi Devi is also called Indira. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, has taken shelter in Vrindavan because you are always present here. And therefore this land has become greatly fortunate. When I was meditating on this pastime of Maharaj Prataprudra, I was thinking that similarly Maharaj Prataprudra, while chanting this Jayati Te Dhikam verse, he must be thinking that, my dear Lord, my dear Mahaprabhu, because you have come to Jagannath Puri and you have placed your lotus feet in Jagannath Puri, our lives have also become greatly fortunate because you have revealed the Vipralamba Bhav of Jagannath to us. You are teaching us the mellows of bhakti. You have given us Krishna Prem, and therefore our lives have also become greatly fortunate simply because of you. Jayati te dhikam janamana vraja. And then Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes तव कथामृत श्लोक राजा ये पढ़ीला उठी प्रेमावेशे प्रभु आलिंगन कैला। In today's verse we are reading that Chaitanya, the same word Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami uses, आलिंगन, that he is embracing Raghupati Upadhyay. Similarly here in this verse also we can see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing तव कथामृतम श्लोक राजा ये पढ़ीला। As Maharaj Prataprudra read the verse from the Gopi Gita Adhyay called तव कथामृतम तप्त जीवनम कविभिरीदितम कल्मषापहम श्रवण मंगलम श्रीमदाततम भुवि गृणन्ति ये भूरिदा जना। तव कथामृतम। As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not take it anymore. He went into ecstasy.
Tava katham ritam shloka raja ye padhila
उठी प्रेमावेशे प्रभु आलिंगन कैला। आउट ऑफ लव प्रेमावेशे प्रभु आलिंगन कैला, ही एम्ब्रेस्ड महाराज प्रताप रुद्र। व्हाई व्हाई दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स? चैतन्य चरितामृत डिस्क्राइब्स दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु एम्ब्रेस्ड महाराज प्रताप रुद्र एंड सेड, यू आर भूरिदा जना, यू आर भूरिदा जना, यू आर मोस्ट म्यूनिफिसेंट, you are most munificent, you are most merciful. Why? Because Maharaj Pratap Rudra chanted the Gopi Geet for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reminded him of the topmost devotees of Krishna, the gopis of Vrindavan. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is calling him Bhuri Dajana, you are most munificent. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him,
प्रभु बोले कि तुमी कोयला मोरा हित अचंबित आशी प्याबो कृष्ण रसामृत। प्रभु बोले कि तुमी,
चैतन्य महाप्रभु एम्ब्रेस्ड महाराज प्रताप रुद्र एंड आस्क्ड हिम हु आर यू।
प्रभु बोले कि तुमी कोयला मोरा हित,
यू हैव ग्रेटली बेनिफिटेड मी,
अचंबित आशी प्याबो,
सडनली आउट ऑफ नो वेर यू हैव कम एंड प्याबो, यू मेड मी ड्रिंक
कृष्ण रसामृत। प्रभु बोले कि तुम्हें कोयला मोरा हित अचंबित आशी प्याबो कृष्ण रसामृत।
दैट्स व्हाई चैतन्य महाप्रभु वेंट इन एक्सटेसी, बिकॉज महाराज प्रताप रुद्र रिमाइंडेड हिम of the Vraja Gopis. When I was thinking about this verse, Tava Kathamritam, actually I had a question in my mind that every day when we offer Guru Puja to Srila Prabhupada, we say in the Guru Puja,
Vede Gaya Jahara Charito,
don't we? We all say, right?
वेदे गाय हर चरितो,
दैट द वेदास द वैदिक लिटरेचर, वेदे गाय दे आर सिंगिंग
हर चरितो,
दे आर चैंटिंग द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ योर कैरेक्टर, द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ योर एक्टिविटीज ओ श्रील प्रभुपाद। सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग आर प्रभुपाद, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON, our Prabhupada. The Vedas are singing His glories. Is it really true? And then, if we see, there are different types of scriptures in the Vedas.
Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Ishchate.
But the essence of all the scriptures is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the Amala Puran.
Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Shatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramyakachitupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita श्रीमद् भागवतम प्रमाणम अमलम प्रेमः पुमर्तो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभोर मतमिदं तत्रादराना परा।
श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज, आराध्य भगवान व्रजेशतनयस, द सुपर मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल लॉर्ड इज व्रजेशतनयस, the young son of the king of Vraja, Nanda Maharaj.
Taddhama Vrindavanam,
and he should be worshipped in his dham of Vrindavan. He can be worshipped in the mood of Mathura, mood of Dwarka, Hastinapur, so many forms. But the form
Taddhama Vrindavanam,
Vrindavanam is the best.
Ramya kachidupasana vrajavadhu.
Ramya means the most
pleasurable form of worship. Upasana means worship.
Upasana Vrajavadhu is the worship, is the upasana performed by Vrajavadhu, the Vraja Gopis. This is the opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam Amalam, it is the Amala Puran. There is no mal, there is no contamination. It is the purest scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 skandhas. There are 12 cantos. Out of these 12 cantos, and these 12 cantos, they represent different parts of the transcendental body of Shamsundar, Krishna. Of all the 10th cantos, the supreme most canto is the 10th canto. It represents Krishna's beautiful face. Because 10th canto deals exclusively with the pastimes, Leela, of Krishna. And of all the chapters that are there in the 10th canto, the most confidential chapter is the Gopi Gita. Because it is the song of the topmost devotees of Krishna in Madhurya Bhav, in Vipralamba Bhav, in separation from Krishna, the unlimited love in their heart is coming out in the form of Gopi Gita. So Gopi Gita is the topmost chapter of the 10th canto, Dasham Skanda of Bhagavatam. And in the Gopi Gita, if I ask you, in the Gopi Gita, which shlok, which verse comes to your mind first? Naturally, you will all say, Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Grinantiye Bhuridajana. Now let us analyze this verse. So we started off with a question. Vedegaya Haracharito. You're singing this to Srila Prabhupada every day. Is it really true? Are the Vedas really singing Prabhupada's glory? So we saw that of all the Vedas, all the Vedic scriptures, literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto is the topmost. In the 10th canto, the Gopi Gita chapter, Adhyaya, is the topmost. And in this Adhyaya, Tava Kathamritam is the most famous verse, shlok. So, Tava Kathamritam, that the Gopis are saying that, O Krishna, your katha, Krishna katha, is like nectar, amrit. Tava katha amritam, amritam, tapta jivanam. And people in this world are simply engrossed in mundane activities. And their lives are miserable. Tapta jivanam. Kavibhiriditam. And these glories of yours, this Krishna Katha, Iditam, has been written down by the Kavis, by the great saints, great Acharyas. Kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham. And therefore these transcendental literatures which deal with Krishna Katha have the ability, kalmashapaham, of removing all the kalmasha, all the impurities, inauspiciousness from the tapta jivanam, from the miserable lives of people in general. Shravana mangalam shrimadatatam. And hearing this Krishna katha, which has been written down by the kavi,
Kavibhirijitam. By hearing this, it is supremely auspicious and beautiful experience. Shravana means to hear. Shravana mangalam shrimadatatam. And therefore, bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana. Therefore, bhuvi grinanti ye, people who travel all around the world on this earth planet, grinanti, by repeating this Krishna Kathamrit, which has been written down by the kavis, by your exalted devotees, which has the power to destroy the kalmash of the tapta jivanam. People who grinanti, people who travel around bhuvi, who travel around this world, describing and repeating the message of your kathamrit. Bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana. Such people are bhurida jana. They are the most exalted people. They are the most munificent, most merciful, most compassionate people are those who travel around this world singing and preaching about Krishna Katha and your glories. Who traveled all around this world preaching the message of Krishna Katha? It is our Srila Prabhupada. So if you analyze this verse, the most famous verse of the most confidential chapter of the topmost canto of the purest scripture in all of Vedic literature is describing the glories of Srila Prabhupada, is describing the amazing activities of Srila Prabhupada, our Prabhupada. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam shrimadatatam bhuvi grinanti ye bhurida jana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the Mahamantra that Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is the message that he has given us. This is the message of Srimati Radharani from the Gopi Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who has come in the mood of Radharani. And therefore, this is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Gauravani. And this Gauravani Srila Prabhupada preached. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Just see, we are sitting here in Paschatya Desh, in the Western countries, and we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are deriving great pleasure by discussing about Krishna Katha. And this is possible only because of our Srila Prabhupada. And therefore the Vedas are singing of his glories. Vede gaya jahara charito. So thank you very much. We are very fortunate to be in the family of Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful Brahma Madhva
Gaudiya Sampradaya, very high standards, and I am very fallen. I am still struggling with my anarthas. So I beg all of you to please always keep me in your association, and please bless me and pray for me so that I am able to become purified, so that I can serve all of you nicely in a purified state. Thank you very much. Very grateful for your association. Hare Krishna. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very nice nectarian. Nectar. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. How the pure devotees like you can meditate upon the prayers which we sing every day, but we are not able to realize, actually, and we are not able to relate them with the Granthas like Srimad Bhagavatam. So nice, Prabhuji. Yeah, that inspires us that what we chant, we should know, we should try to realize those. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. It was your nectar. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat Pranam, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for immersing us in bliss as you said. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. It was very, very nice.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhu? Okay. So thank you all so much for joining. It's always a treat to have Prabhu on our call. In another class now, Vansha Kalpataru Vircha, the part in the day.
Ananta
Koti Vaishnava, the Kinesh, the Kinesh, the Kinesh, the Prabhu, the
Kinesh. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, your Guru Mahaji jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.